Welcome to the Back to Basics Parenting Podcast, where you will find a mix of interviews and blogs from the website packaged together for easy listening. You can either listen to them one at a time or deep dive into the Back to Basics ocean of observations in the parenting space. Today's podcast is Sitting Back and Observing. Our families are often touch points to trigger us into reaction. Someone in the family can comment about our failings, our less than successes, or perhaps they can be harsh. Before we know it, we are there with our boxing gloves on and fighting back. We may think the punchback was justified, that we had to stand up for ourselves, that we couldn't let them get away with that comment, etc., etc., etc. But where did it get us? We reduced ourselves to a family at war or getting comfortable with the intensity. What is the difference between diving headfirst into our reactions and sitting back and observing what we see? Sitting back and observing is not a physical movement where you throw your hands up in the air and give up. That is a reaction as well, and one that is a familiar go-to as we start looking at not reacting. Observing is a movement of detachment that offers space for everyone to just make their own choices without expectation or imposition. Whatever will play out thereafter will play out, but at least we all get to see the consequences of our choices. If we offer each other more space, then things are less likely to be done or said that are regretted later. Looking back at arguments, there are always things that could have been done differently or said differently. Yet when we're in them, it's like someone just takes away our sense of reasoning and we throw ourselves headfirst into justification, right and wrong, good and bad, no space whatsoever for listening and learning. If we can get to know the pattern and observe what triggers us into those familiar patterns, then a small movement of observation can offer a whole different potential for communication in our relationships. To observe or dive into being a family at war is always a choice. The sitting back movement says, I'm not playing that game anymore. Even if I'm wrong, I'm staying steady with myself and learning the outplay of whatever is going on here so I can do it differently next time. To observe or dive into being a family at war is always a choice. The sitting back movement says, I'm not playing that game anymore. Even if I'm wrong, I'm staying steady with myself and learning the outplay of whatever is going on here so I can do it differently next time. We all benefit from being willing to take responsibility for our own behaviour. Sitting back and observing is a really practical response to the situations in life we find ourselves reacting to. It creates space for us to all come back to responsibility, decency and respect, the very basic foundations of communication. It allows space for us to feel that we don't need to be at war with each other in our families, but can respond to each situation that presents. Reacting is always a choice.